It's time to connect the dots. Yeah, one connects with this one, and that one connects with that one. As usual, hey, there's a million things to connect. There's so many things to connect, I can't possibly do it all in 1 hour. This is only a 1 hour show. But hey, let's just get to it. Is anyone sick of mainstream media news? I mean, everybody must be sick now, except for, I guess, sheeple. You know, they're still in listening to the boob tube, as it's called, TV. Yeah, once the phrase was coined, the boob tube, people started to think, is it really making me stupid? Well, now we know it is. In fact, it's being used to brainwash you. Hey, I just watched it again the other day because I have a copy of it. The movie They Live, 1988, starring the late Roddy Piper, professional wrestler. Great entertainer if you ever watch professional wrestling. And it's just a great movie, you know. It talks about their subliminal messages behind all the billboards. Talks about aliens walking around that have made themselves look like humans. And interesting enough, in the movie, they're broadcasting a signal from the local cable station on top of the building. They have a big antenna. And that broadcast signal allows all these aliens to walk around looking like humans. I wonder if the same thing is happening in reality here. Maybe if we turned off one of the big antennas, we would be able to see them. And, of course, the movie points out if you had a special pair of sunglasses, you could actually see them even if the broadcasting antenna is hiding them. And they've infiltrated all parts of our world, just like, you know, our reality now. People don't realize it. This started a long, long time ago. More advanced civilizations from other worlds came to planet Earth. And they found out how gullible we are. And they're the ones who set up all the fake religions. You know, they presented themselves as gods and duped the people into believing it because they had technologies that were superior to primitive man. And they continued their control, and they're still the ones in control of our world now. They won't be for that long. But they still are in control of our world. They have the extraterrestrials, you know. They're slick dudes. They've convinced the New World Order, you know. They run the New World Order, but they've convinced people like the bankers, the Illuminati, upper echelon, 33 degree of the Freemasons, and all those other groups that that are considered to collectively together as the dark side. Yeah, but the ETs are running the show, you know. Like I said, they've convinced bankers, rich people, rich families, the 13 ruling families that they're running the world. No, they're not. It's going to be a rude awakening when they find out the truth, and they might find out the truth the hard way. Which brings us to you know, sometimes things get, YouTubes get put up on the internet. I'm on the internet via Twitter. Boy, have they turned out to be a totalitarian regime. They don't like anti-vaxxers, as they call them. They don't like other people that speak the truth. Basically, they don't like people speaking the truth that exposes the world controllers that are misleading the human race. You know, they don't like anybody that speaks the truth about those kind of things. Anyhow, good YouTubes managed to find their way onto Twitter. And this one apparently had been around for a little over from back in November of 2017. Somehow I missed it when it came out back then. But the deal here is that it resurfaced just this past week. And I watched it. You know, one of the people I follow that represents the Galactic Federation. If you don't know who the Galactic Federation is, I don't know. You need to find out. Galactic Federation, Google it. Galactic Confederation, or GFOL for short, Galactic Federation of Light, the four-letter abbreviation. But the people, there's a mission going. The Galactic Federation basically is 52 star nations from different sectors of the galaxy here. Maybe other galaxies too, including, yeah, I think Andromeda is part of the Galactic Federation, and but no, that's another galaxy. And they're here on a mission to liberate the human race on planet Earth for several reasons. The Earth is evolving into a higher frequency range, and if you want to stay on this world and be part of it, you have to vibrate your frequency higher than what's been known as physical reality, or sometimes commonly referred to as 3D, the letter D, A, B, C, D. D, an abbreviation for the word dimension. We're not talking about the carpenter's dimension here, length, width, and height. We're talking about multi-dimensional dimensions. You see, reality, there's your basic 12 dimensions. People talk about ones higher than that. Sure, you know. I'm not an authority on the ones higher than 12, but I know pretty much about the basic 12 dimensions. And a dimension refers to, hey, this is an educational show. It's also a call-in radio show. Hey, if you've got something important to say, I'll just remind you the call-in number is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Anyhow, back to the Galactic Federation. That's right. They are here on a mission to liberate planet Earth, liberate the human race from all these dark controllers that have been controlling the humanity for much too long, causing us all kinds of suffering. They're the ones who keep the wars going because that makes it easier for them to control us. They're the ones that set up the polarity, us versus them. Just like perfect example, U.S. Congress. Come on, Democrats and Republicans. Let me tell you, when they wrote the Constitution back in 1776, nowhere in the Constitution says there'll be two political parties that'll be at each other's throats. And you got to vote for one or the other. It manifested into that because it doesn't take long for the dark side to sabotage anything good that's ever set up. It just doesn't take that long before the dark side, the world controllers, who are basically extraterrestrials, bad extraterrestrials, like lizard people, Dracos, they're kind of like, you know, flying bat creatures or whatever you want to call them, with human heads or something like that, you know, Draco, you know, well, it's been said all the legends about dragons comes from Draco or Drago, sometimes it's called, D-R-A-G-O. Well, if you add an N onto that, then you got the word dragon. So dragon-type creatures, anyhow. Anyhow, these unhuman, unattractive-looking creatures to us humans are the ones, the bad guys. They are the bad guys. And anyhow, that's whom we have to be liberated from. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, we have to liberate ourselves. Well, let me tell you, when you find out all the bad things going on and how bad they got things control of us from behind the scenes, we'll never be able to liberate ourselves with, just won't be able to do it because, unfortunately, humanity, we don't, we're not robots. We can't be just given orders and we follow allegiance. So there's not enough of us that want to band together to defeat these groups, and they have some badass weapons to make it very difficult. So this has been going on for numerous years now that our friends, our brothers and sisters, the Galactic Federation, have been taking away some of the bad weapons that have been used to keep us in line, and they've been removing some of the bad entities hiding out in caves down below in the ground. So they're removing some of the reptilians, some of the Dracos, the dragon creatures, and they've been doing all sorts of good things, but it's been a long battle. And anyhow, back to where I'm leading back to, this video that popped up last week. It's a representation of the last message from the Ashtar Command. It's A-S-H-T-A-R Command. The Ashtar Command is kind of like the military enforcement of the galaxy. And their job is to see that what's called the Galactic Codex, or the galactic laws, are, you know, maintained, and those that are violating need to get apprehended and taken care of, and that's what we're in now. And so there's this great video out here. It's called Ashtar Command. Supposedly the commentary is by Commander Ashtar himself, who has a million or more supporters, military supporters behind him, and millions of spacecraft that are in our solar system, and they're ready to come in for the final battle. And so this video is 4 minutes and 45 seconds long. It's titled Ashtar Command Final Transmission to Earth. And this was actually apparently first showed up on November of 14th in 2017. It's 4 minutes and 45 seconds long. Now, you need to look at it so you can get an idea of what's happening in our reality here. And if you got a pencil and paper, or you got a perfect memory, grab something to write this down so you can look it up. There's two ways to look it up. You can go to the Google bar and then you can punch in small letters, YOUTU.DE/THS ZX. Capital U, capital B, small letter A, capital I, small letter C. And that'll take you to it. You'll see a 4 minute 45 second video. Click on it, watch it, listen to it. It's got a lot of nice graphics. And basically, we hear Commander Ashtar giving the final warning to the bad guys here, the deep state on Earth, whatever you want to call them, the deep state, the cabal, New World Order, whatever you want to call them, doesn't matter, the bad guys. And it's telling them, you know, you're still making feeble attempts to attack us and try to defeat us when we've already proven to you, and this is what Commander Ashtar is saying, that we have superior power and superior technologies, and you cannot defeat us. So, but if you persist in attempting to attack us and think you're going to win the battle, we have no choice but to smash you to pieces, basically. Not that we want to, but if you push it that far, we'll use our technologies to defeat you like we have done in the past. And that's basically the last final transmission, and that's where we're at now. You know, there's a small amount of deep state armada still dug in here on Earth. And I guess they'll fight tooth and nail to the end, but they can't win. So we have to kind of like wait, is preventing the event from happening. The event is when our galactic brothers and sisters finally show their faces, land on Earth, and restore law and order to this planet that's still being run by the crazy guys who have been using chaos and division of humanity to keep control of us. I mean, right now, we're still suffering from their dirty deeds, you know, the New World Order. I mean, they have control of every government in the world, and they're proving it with the lockdowns and the forcing people to wear face masks and forcing social distance and sending the local police out to harass people. Some of these countries, I mean, I feel sorry for the people in England. They're getting the worst of it, you know. They're suffering like the Jews did in Nazi Germany, pretty much. It's everything but the gas chambers there, and believe me, they probably will take it that far. Of course, it won't be gas chambers nowadays. They'll just take you to some secluded spot and turn on the microwaves, cook you like that. Much easier than having to use gas. But if you're a person who says some prayers, say some prayers for the people in the United Kingdom, because they have such a harsh lockdown there. And of course, most of Europe is harshly locked down. You know, these people used to be democracies, and the leadership of all these countries, they are under the control of the New World Order, and all those fake leaders over in Europe, they've all turned into dictators. You know, Boris Johnson, the newly elected prime minister, he's a total dictator now. Same with Merkel, the puppet woman. She looks like a puppet, I have to say. She got those like crease marks on her lower jaw, just like a puppet, you know. She related to Pinocchio or something, I don't know, but yeah, she's a dictator. And then there's the French dictators like Macron, the moron, I call him, you know, dictator, you know, no consideration for people. He's a lockdown promoter, too. And then in Canada, there's Trudeau. What a backstabbing dictator he is to his people. And the only good news in Europe is that recently the Italians, a lot of the business people got together in certain areas of the country and refused the lockdown orders and opened up their stores and tried to bring life back to normal again, some kind of normalcy. You know, we could do this all over the world. We could do this here in America, too. That's right. I'm doing a show from America, New York City, you know, the East Coast. We've got a bunch of fanatical dictator governors. Practically all the governors in the United States turned out to be dictators. I mean, it's sad, but the situation, too much restrictions. New York City is dead, you know, between the governor of New York and the backstabbing mayor. Oh, my God. They've destroyed this city, you know? I mean, it'll recover once we end these lockdowns and stuff. And this isn't based on real science, you know? Back when this whole pandemic thing started And it's a fake pandemic. If you look up the definition of pandemic, first of all, this coronavirus thing is nothing worse than a cold. And don't try to tell me about, you know, somebody who went to the hospital and died. People die every second. As I'm talking here, thousands of people are dying of all different kinds of things. And people usually die because they didn't take care of their body. It's their own damn fault, you know? They think that, you know, being a human being on Earth in this time and day and age, it's kind of an illusion, you know? When you're young, you can get away with anything. You don't have to do anything right. You can do everything wrong, and your body maintains good health pretty much, unless you were disadvantagedly born. And why do people get disadvantagedly born? One of the biggest reasons is the vaccines, you know? Either you were given too many vaccines as a baby, or even your parents were given vaccines and it got transferred over and you became a baby born with the disease from the bad ingredients in the vaccines, you know? Good thing I got a radio show I can talk truthfully about that. Can't talk about vaccines on Twitter anymore. You give your opinion there, they want to take you off, you know? They want to cancel you out, period. Everybody on Twitter lost hundreds or thousands of people. You know, people like Trump, they just got rid of him. He lost millions of people. Yeah, you know, Twitter is nothing but a dictatorial arm of the New World Order. So is Facebook. And unfortunately, you can't, you know, internet radio is one of the few places where you can still talk the truth and not be harassed about it. And that's what I use this show for, to talk the truth. You know, the name of the show is Connect the Dots, and I'm connecting the dots for you. And believe me, the more you connect the dots with vaccines, the more you see how bad they are. They're illogical to anybody who knows real science about how a human body works. And I do, because I'm self-taught in my knowledge and far superior than anything you can get in a college degree, because all the college universities that teach medicine, it's all about pharmaceutical medicine. You know, there's 35 different modalities of healing, and there's probably more that our galactic brothers and friends know about. And they're bringing some of their machines here when they finally land. Damn, I wish they would land tomorrow. And we can get rid of all this stupid nonsense going on. I feel sorry for these people that are volunteering to get the jab, the vaccination, because they've been brainwashed by the TV. You know, the TV, the mainstream media TV, they interview, I don't know, is it five or six different doctors against hundreds of thousands of real doctors that are against all this lockdown and masks and stuff. And there's thousands of doctors that know about the bad drawbacks of vaccines. Isn't it funny? Mainstream media doesn't want to tell you the ingredients. And well, we've done our own investigation, and we know there's nothing but poisons in vaccines. And then the new ones are going to have the stuff that changes your RNA, which could lead to changing your DNA. And plus, there's all other kind of bad things. They want to put nanotechnology in the vaccines. They want to sneak in the mark of the beast in the vaccines. And they can do all kinds of tracking devices. They can sneak into the vaccine. How are you going to know if they put it in or not, whether they said they're putting in it or not? Because nobody really tests this shit, you know? When you go for a vaccine and the nurse or whoever's sticking the needle in you, you ask them, is this safe? You know, they've been told to tell you it's safe. How do they know it's safe? They didn't do any test on it, you know? I mean, it's insanity. Human beings were not designed to have poisons, and that basically that's what vaccines are, poisons and all this other genetic altering stuff put in their veins. You know, that's not part of being a human being. That's the world control. That's the new world order, world control cabal, bad alien reptilian control of humanity. You know, they want to turn you, the free-thinking human being, into a robot. They've done it halfway already with the damn TV, because you people are you're not paying attention to what's going on. And they're doing it to you with the GMO food, you know? Never really was tested or anything like that. They just pushed it out there. And then the 5G. You know, most of the deaths, I guarantee, are because I have an understanding, and I've talked to real doctors that understand the dangers of the 5G, you know? And here we are, connecting the dots. You know, I've talked to real doctors who understand the dangers of the 5G, and the biggest danger is it limits the ability of your blood to carry oxygen molecules. Well, you know what? When you listen to the reports from the people that are dying of ailments in the hospitals that they're labeling everything as COVID, it has to do with patients are getting a lack of oxygen. Well, if that isn't the obvious connection right there, the 5G broadcasting is limiting the amount of oxygen people have in their bloodstream. So that's going to make a lot of people severely lacking of oxygen. And, of course, we already found out that you put them on the respirator, that just exasperates the situation and makes it worse. And then you have people wearing masks, further deteriorates your oxygen intake. Now, the crazy people on the TV, the propaganda scientists, and the other paid puppets, they're telling you wear two masks. Yeah, you get less oxygen then. That'll surely uptake the people dying, you know. But when we looked over the total amount of people dying yearly, and last year was a good test case, less people died in 2020 than in 2019. But meanwhile, the TV is talking like it's the Black Plague out there, that people are dropping dead like flies in the street, you know, directly lying to you, you know. I hope whoever's listening to me here gathers this information, remembers it, and start telling your brothers and sisters what's going on. I mean, this is such a sham with this pandemic nonsense. We have to break free from it, you know. It's like a bully situation, you know. Maybe you're not familiar with a bully situation. But, like, back when we used to have socializing at school, there was always bullies in school. And the bullies find the people they want to pick on, and they just keep picking on you and picking on you. And until you stand up to the bully, it continues. In fact, it gets worse. They tell their bully friends, and then you have a gang of bullies picking on you. And you know, people become the scapegoats of the bullies. And this is how it works. Well, the government is the bully now. All governments are bullies now. And if you don't stand up to them, they're going to keep bullying you. Look how this whole thing started. First, it started with, we need to social distance or something like that. It was 3 feet it started off at. Yeah, okay. Now, then you got to wear the mask, you know, and You caved into that. Then we got a lockdown for only 2 weeks. Then it was only 3 weeks. Then it was only a couple of months. Then it was this. Some people have lockdowns for 6 months. And then, you know, the more you gave in, the more they wanted to take away from you. And then they tried to started limiting how many people could gather together. Boy, if that doesn't sound like communism. You know, I remember when I was in school, that's how what we taught communism was, you know, in these places like Russia. That was the big one we all talked about years ago. It's not no more. It's China now. That no more than 3 people could gather and talk together. Well, that's exactly what they've done with this COVID stuff, you know. Some cases they don't even allow 2 people to talk together. You have to go out by yourself, and you can't talk to anybody. Then you got a social distance. You got to have the mask on regardless, you know. And then they got the mask police. And then, God, in England, it's so bad, you know. You make a little noise in your house, and your neighbors call the cops, and the cops break down the door and say, "Hey, if you don't open the door," they break down the door and say, "We had a complaint that you're making a lot of noise. You know, we think there's more than two people in your house here, you know, and you're not allowed to have more than two people in your house." This is the insanity that's going on in England. It's a dictatorship beyond belief. And, you know, we got to stand up to this. We got to stop. There's no, the doctors that really understand what's going on, it's been, the info has been put out there, but it it's nothing compared to the TV. TV has millions of viewers, you know. When you put stuff out there on Twitter or Facebook or just out there on the internet, on a YouTube, you don't get millions of viewers at once. You get a few here, a few there, and it adds up after a while, but you don't have the big audience that you do on mainstream media. And so the doctors that want to tell the truth about how dangerous masks are because bacteria starts growing in them, you have it on for even a half hour, you're growing bacteria in you. I feel sorry for the people who have to work with them on. So slowly but surely, you're weakening your system. You're taxing your system, you know? And it's because you're wearing the mask, you know? It's already been proven, this COVID thing, 99.8% of people recover naturally from this, okay? So all we have to do is just stop everything. Let the people socialize. If you're taking, your health is your responsibility. Start eating right. You know, most people are walking around really starving to death. You know, they got their stomachs filled with all kinds of crap. And the food, 90% of the food in the supermarket, well, maybe it's down to 80% now. They have significant amount of organic food, but the other 80%, we'll even give it the benefit of the doubt, 75%, okay, of the food in the supermarket is dead. It has no value to it. It might taste good. You might enjoy it. It might give you pleasure, but it has no significant nutritional value, pretty much. And this is what people live on, no nutrition food. So that, as the saying goes, you're running on empty. Of course, those of us that know real science, half your life force is your breath. So you're still breathing, okay? So that's your half life force. No nutrition from what you eat. And then if you stupidly drink tap water, that's further taxing your body. It's either loaded with chlorine or fluorine. Either one, really bad for you for different reasons. And then there's always a few people, I do all these bad things, I'm fine. Sure, there's some, everybody has a different immune system. Some people have really good, they were genetically born with great immune systems, and they kind of get away doing everything, nothing ever happens to them, okay? But those are in the minority, less than 10%. Most people don't have those good immune systems. Doesn't take much to sabotage their living. And eventually, over sugar, everything is over sugar, everything is over GMO'd, and GMO, it has no nutritional value. You know, if you have a true understanding of nutrition, you know, your body recognizes things by vibration. When something starts vibrating differently, your body isn't even going to recognize it's going to push it through as a waste passive. Friday. You know, many people have come to the conclusion, yeah, the more I eat, the more I crap. Well, what is that saying? You're eating stuff that's basically crap, you know? That's why the more you eat, the more you crap, because your body just pushes it through like something you can't use yet. Can't use that, you know? And that's why people have bad health and are easily susceptible to things. So they're getting no nutrition from the so-called food they eat. It's just basically taste treats. They get very little from that. And now you've got them wearing masks, the other half of their life force. Well, that's really weakening them. And that's what the whole plan. This is all being done on purpose, you know? And there are no such things as conspiracy theorists. There's conspiracy revealers, and boy, we've got a gigantic conspiracy going here. It's not really a conspiracy. It's a plan designed to destroy humanity, to depopulate humanity. That's what it's a plan, you know? It's not a conspiracy. It's a plan to depopulate humanity. And then they've got it working down the track they want it to go. And as long as we keep playing along with all these ridiculous rules and we don't stand up to the bully governments, they're going to be more successful with this. The further we go down the road, the more people that are going to be dying by following stupid rules that ruin their health. Got nothing to worry about. Take off the mask. You know, it's obvious. If somebody's out there coughing, yeah, tell that person to get away from me. Get away from all of us, okay? You're sick, get away from us. Don't be coughing around us, okay? We get the picture. That's not a smart thing to do. But there's not too many people out there coughing, you know? Close to nobody. And that's why I say this COVID, whatever you want to call it, is no worse than a cold. And the only they're manipulating the information to make it look like it's the Black Plague. But the death certificates and recovery statistics prove it's no worse than a flu. And it's, in fact, it's no worse than a cold. And they keep talking now about the mutating thing. Well, colds mutate all the time. We lived all our lives. We know that every time a new strain of cold comes out, everybody catches it, and then you get over it, basically. But if you have a bad immune system, you know, it could be enough to put you in the grave. And, of course, that's what they're working on now. They've been working on this for a long, long time. This is a long plan that's been in progress. It's probably been going for the last 100 years. It started slowly. And as time creeps on, decade after decade, they keep coming up with more things to tax your system. And it's a long-term plan to eventually depopulate the human race. Except they're going to run out of time soon, but in the meanwhile, people are suffering, you know, and they want to see you suffer because that's part of the control group, part of the evil, dark side, deep state control. They get their jollies off watching people suffer. They feed off that energy because some of these creatures are basically kind of like negative spirits. And they latch on to people, they invade people's body, take over their minds, and then they get the people that they're mind-controlling to do things to make innocent people suffer. Because while they're hiding out inside your mind as a negative spirit entity, they're getting their jollies watching people suffer, and they manipulate the people that whose minds they control to do things to make people suffer. And that's part of the whole big sham, too, you know? And this is what we're being subjected to. And it's important to understand it's time to act, you know? Participate in saving yourself. Government is not going to save you. They're in with the bad guys. Don't you get it? And they're using their chain of command authority to along with TV brainwashing you to listen to them, to get you to do stupid things that you shouldn't be doing, you know? Don't listen to somebody who tells you to jump off the cliff, because that's basically what they're telling you to do. Wearing a mask is like telling you to jump off the cliff. Social distancing is the same bad thing. You know, human beings, we need companionship and love. Isolating us from each other, where we're not having the holding and the touching, weakens our systems. You see, it's all part of the plan. Stop playing along with it, you know? The next thing you know, they're going to tell you to chop off your head, you know? And some people would stupidly do that. Whoa, TV told me to chop off my head. I'm going to chop off my head. That's how dumb people have gotten. Everything that you hear on the news is pretty much a lie now. It's propaganda for some reason to serve the interests of the New World Order that wants to depopulate humanity and wants to turn the remaining of us into obedient robots. That's why I tell every week, I tell people basically, go see the movie They Live. You know, THEYLIVE, They Live, because that's hitting the nail on the head, and that's a 1988 movie, you know, back in 1988, and it was telling you what's going on. And if you don't believe they can hide subliminal messages and billboards and everything, buy yourself, go to a bookstore if you still can find them open, and get a Magic Eye 3D book. That's right, Magic Eye 3D book. And you can, in a short time, you'll learn how to see the hidden image in all kinds of crazy backgrounds. And then you'll see how easy it is. And your subconscious picks that up immediately. I guarantee, you know, most of these people you see on TV now, they're not standing in front of where you see them. They're standing in front of a green screen or a blue screen. And they project but what's written on that green screen or blue screen subliminally that they want you to see? Words like obey, listen to authority, and all kinds of things like that, that are no good for you. But your subconscious is picking it up and they're brainwashing you with that. And what about all those people that stand in front of those big billboards with the tiny small print that, name of the school they're at or something like that. It's basically a solid color, and I guarantee you, what do you think they're using these things for? Because it's easy to implant a hidden message behind those billboards they stand in front of. And this is what's going on. That's why they tell you, turn off the TV, because you don't realize that the subliminal messages are hidden in what you're watching in the background on the TV. And, of course, you know, you might want to listen to what they're saying just to keep your ears open to what the enemy is talking. And they're all basically talking the same thing. Obey authority. You know, keep your mask on. All bad advice, you know. Lockdown, stay in lockdown, which keeps you away from your loved ones, which, you know, weakens you. Because human beings need social contact. We're all missing seeing each other's smiles, you know. Everybody walking around interacting with face masks on. I mean, it's sad, you know, what's happening. But people, you know, need to wake up and start, you know. You have the authority to not listen to stupid suggestions. And everything the government is telling you now is stupid. I'm glad to hear they've almost got enough people to get rid of the governor of California, you know. Total moron, destroying the state. But all the other governors, basically, just about all of them, are just as guilty as he is. Of course, he's one of the worst, probably. I think he gets the award for being the worst, but we've got some here on the East Coast. Let me tell you, Governor New York, Governor New Jersey, people are destroying the states, you know? And there's plenty of other governors that are making, destroying their towns. I think, what do we got? Oregon and the state of Washington, they're pretty bad also. But just like, hey, just like the leaders around the world, I mean, they've destroyed New Zealand, and they're destroying Australia, and the people are not uniting together to stop this. In order to open up the shops and ignore and avoid being arrested by the police, everyone has to participate. If enough people participate, there isn't enough police to enforce the thing. And unfortunately, the police have all turned into Nazis, pretty much, you know. Their commander tells them, you know, that's how the police really operate. It's a chain of command thing. their captain, whoever is in charge of the unit, gives them the orders what to do. Captain tells them, hey, enforce the law. Whether the law is just or not, they go out and do it. Which, if the laws are bad, that makes them Nazis, you know? That was the excuse the Nazi military had. Oh, I was just following orders. Well, you're not supposed to follow orders that don't make any sense, and all the directives coming from the heads of government don't make any sense. All these governors, I don't understand. What I got to say, is everybody brain dead? Every one of these rotten governors in the United States of America could be brought in and charged with insanity if there was enough lawyers and psychiatrists to stand up and challenge them. And they could be removed from office immediately and formally charged with being insane. Same thing with the leaders of the world. You know, Boris Johnson, Macron. If you people in those countries, if you could just unite and have the guts to enough credible people to stand up there and officially declare these people insane, because they are insane. They're telling you to do things against the science. And they have those hypocrites, they have this gall to come on the TV and say, listen to the science. Well, they're the ones who are not listening to the science. They're telling you, really, listen to the fake propaganda science. The real science, we figured it out. It took us a year to do it, 10 months or whatever, and we figured out what's going on. The real science says all the directives from the beginning by heads of government were wrong. So why would we keep following them, you know? But efforts, actions have to be taken to get these people out of authority, because they're still wrongfully using their chain of command systems, you know, because there's enough stupid laws on the book that give actually the leaders of countries, the leaders of states, dictatorial powers. Hey. People have warned about government having too much authority. These laws slowly but surely got snuck in, and nobody was complaining about it. Well, they weren't being used. But now there's the opportunity to use them, and all these governors and world leaders have enough dictatorial powers to really destroy all of humanity by simply ordering all kinds of stupid things and insisting that the military carry out their orders. And if there's not enough decent people in the military to understand that they don't have to follow illegitimate orders, people are screwed, you know? Especially if there's only one or two bold people coming up, and then the next thing you know, you got the whole army at your front door with guns pointed at you, arresting you, you know? But if there's enough people uniting together and everybody wants to open up, you know, the protests have been going on for a long time now, but the people need to wake up. Government doesn't listen to protests. Rarely they do, all right? So that's not going to work, you know? Don't expect them to respond to you. They never have, and they never will, you know, especially the lot in power right now. They're not going to respond to anything. They're going to use their dictator powers to just keep, you know, putting the pressure on you. And that's where it's at, you know. My favorite tweet on Twitter is, like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. And that's where we're at now. People have to unite and understand there has to be a physical action type revolution to change the reality. You can't, you know, going to government now is like going to the devil begging for mercy, you know? Only a fool would beg for mercy from the devil, and your government is the devil, you know? They've also, all government leaders are basically devils right now. And you can't expect mercy from a devil, period. So the only other choice is you have to stand up to the bully devils that are in power now. They can order all kinds of bad things, and unless there's a group effort to resist, you're screwed, period. This is where it's at. It's time for everybody to wake up and start uniting with your neighbors and friends to take physical actions. I'm not advocating violence. I'm advocating you have to do something physical to change the situation, whether it's to block traffic, whether it's whatever it is. Use some ingenuity. Or, like I've already suggested, to get rid of these leaders by declaring them insane. You know, find out what it takes to do that. You know, the thing about getting people recalled, they made it so difficult for you, you know, to get all those signatures, and it's still an uphill battle. Declaring people in government to be insane is a quicker way to do it. Pass the word around, you know, because their actions are insane. They're not listening to the real science. They're doubling down on their orders. You know? And this actions have to be taken. We can't wait around for the Galactic Federation to land and clear the rest of the trash out of the swamp. Sure, that's going to happen, but then it might not be for next year or 2 years from now. In fact, they've got the 2025, I mentioned it before, and that has to do with the traveling of the planets and the galaxies and all that. So they've got till 2025 to do whatever. We can't wait. It's 2021. We can't wait till 2025, you know, the way things are going. We can't wait another couple of months with this. Somebody on Twitter says, like, starting with February 1st, it's going to be, what's the word for it? Anyhow, disobedience, civil disobedience. And we need to start taking part in it, but we got to do it cleverly. We don't want to stick our necks out there and allow the police to easily arrest us. We need to have enough people to outnumber the police in any situation. And we just need to start doing things like opening up the stores. You know, if everybody would agree to open up their stores, there isn't enough police to shut you down. You know? And we need to start talking to the police, like, whose side are you on? Are you, you know, the government is acting like tyrants. Why do you want to support a tyrant? And, I just have to say that. Anyhow, if you got a pencil and paper, if you don't have one with you, or a pen and paper, get something. I'll give you another thing. You need to check out this video I was talking about, the 4-minute, 45-second video, Ask Star Command, the final transmission to Earth, so you can grasp that there are things going on behind the scenes. But we still might have a year or two to wait for this. We can't wait that long. We have to start acting on our own. So here's the another thing that you can get some more information on what's been going on. You might not be able to get the video in English from this, but here it is. Small v equals small z for capital X, capital G, small letter Z, R, U, capital J, C, V, small letter O. That'll take you to some more information. And if you need the thing in English, here's to see the video in English. It's YOUTU.BE/THS spacebar ZX capital U capital B small letter A capital I C. Astar Command, the final transmission to Earth. Hey, this is an educational show. You know, the it's been discovered that 111 hertz, the broadcasting of 111 hertz kills cancer cells. Now the trick is get yourself a machine or maybe even a musical instrument, but that's a pretty low number to broadcast that frequency. You know, that's something you have to figure out for yourself. The we're coming to the end of the show, and I just want to say, I have to talk about all the serious stuff today, but on a lighter note, watch my videos out on YouTube. You know, the name is Tom Edison. You know, kind of like the inventor, Tom Edison. I got 23 videos out there on YouTube. The latest one was called Anatomy, A-N-A-T-O-M-Y, Roman numeral 2. I mean, regular number 2. You know, Anatomy 2, the regular number 2. Anatomy 2, it's up there. And it's a philosophical one. But the easiest one to find is go on the Google bar and just press in Subway, or rather key in Subway Fantasy 2. You got to spell fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Subway Fantasy 2, the number 2. And then after that, write in the words YouTube. Y-O-U-T-U-B-E. That's one word. Subway Fantasy 2. YouTube, and it'll come right up. And you also can get to my videos by keying in on the Google bar. All my videos, music videos, are YouTubes, but you don't have to go there. You can key this one in on the Google bar. Are you the partying kind? P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N kind. It'll come right up and just click on it. And while that's playing, right near the end, you look down to the bottom left below the video if you're on the small screen. If you're on the big screen, you have to flip back to the small screen, and then you'll get the icon of me with the sunglasses down there, and you can hit on that, and then you'll see the button play all, and you can hear all 23 of the videos, music videos. I've got philosophical songs. I got party songs. But probably the most entertaining one is Subway Fantasy 2. And it's just a rock and roll roller coaster ride of 10 songs, and in those 10 songs, I claim to have the two highest energy songs ever put out in a rock and roll video. That's great. But you check it out and judge for yourself, and then if you want something positive, this is your sunny day. Very positive video talking about the time we're in, and the age of light, age of Aquarius is upon us, and this will be our sunny day. Hey. Okay. If you haven't, you ought to know by now if you listen to my show. I end my show with the lead guitar solo. At the end of that song, are you the partying kind? Some tasteful lead guitar playing, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. I got a music video on that, too. And by next week, I should have another video out called There Ain't No Justice. Music video out by next week, hopefully. But anyhow, this is the end of the show. And okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here. 5-4-3-2-1-0.
I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. Made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.